Recorded Books presents Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife, by Eben Alexander, M.D., narrated by the author.
This book is dedicated to all of my loving family with boundless gratitude. Prologue. A man should look for what is, and not for what he thinks should be. Albert Einstein, 1879 to 1955. When I was a kid, I would often dream of flying. Most of the time, I'd be standing out in my yard at night, looking up at the stars, when out of the blue, I'd start floating upward. The first few inches happened automatically. But soon, I'd notice that the higher I got, the more my progress depended on me, on what I did. If I got too excited, too swept away by the experience, I would plummet back to the ground, hard. But if I played it cool, took it all in stride, then off I would go, faster and faster, up into the starry sky. Maybe those dreams were part of the reason why, as I got older, I fell in love with airplanes and rockets, with anything that might get me back up there in the world above this one. When our family flew, my face was pressed flat to the plane's window from takeoff to landing. In the summer of 1968, when I was 14, I spent all the money I'd earned mowing lawns on a set of sailplane lessons with a guy named Gus Street at Strawberry Hill, a little grass strip airport just west of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the town where I grew up. I still remember the feeling of my heart pounding as I pulled the big cherry-red knob that unhooked the rope connecting me to the tow plane and banked my sailplane toward the field. It was the first time I had ever felt truly alone and free.